This episode is brought to you by Northwest Christian School Online. To learn more, visit ncsonline.org.
Previously on Eyewitness.
But I encourage you to re-examine your Bible and ask yourself to look at the lack of consistency throughout that entire book. I would have a much easier time discerning if I were able to talk to someone who was actually there.
So the departments that I just mentioned have been working in tandem on a new virtual reality experience. And when I say experience, I mean it.
So we're going to be sitting in these big lazy boy recliners with the cords, hookups, gloves, and the goggles. And we'll feel everything as if it were real life?
Correct.
Dude.
Elysium, initiate starting countdown.
Elysium, experience beginning.
There's no way it's this real.
Guys, where do you think we are?
I don't think that's what we should be asking. I think the better question is, when are we? Better question is, when are we?
Do you think we're in a different year?
I don't know, but it seems that way just by what we see. This is something else.
My brother has one of those Oculus things. I've tried it before, but this... How does everything look so real?
Guys, look at our clothes.
We're all wearing the same style of clothes as everyone else.
Yeah, they seem like clothes Moses would wear.
Do you smell that?
I think one of the merchants down the road is cooking something.
How can we be smelling it?
Well, the guy did say this would be unlike anything we've ever seen before. I mean, so far, he's right.
This is so weird.
I think we need to walk around. Maybe there's someone we're supposed to meet or something? The sun's starting to set, so I think it's important we find out what we do or where we go.
Yeah, good idea. Everyone else cool?
I'm good.
Let's go.
Peace!
Young man, you must try the naan.
Are you talking to me?
Of course, son. Please, you must try the naan.
I don't know what naan is.
You don't know what naan is?
No, I don't. Guys, what is this dude's problem?
He just wants to sell you some bread.
He said naan.
Naan is like bread.
Well, I don't want naan of it.
It is kind of like bread, right?
Bread? No, no, no. This is naan.
Dude, I don't want it.
Excuse me, sir, but where are we?
You don't know where you are?
No, sir, we don't.
Young lady, you are in the town of Bethany.
Bethany?
Yes.
Where is Bethany?
Young people, I mean you no disrespect, but I don't understand how you came to be here if you don't know where... Here is.
Well, Mr...
My name is Azariah, son of Loab.
Nice to meet you. My name is Miles.
Wonderful to meet you, Miles.
We, the four of us, don't really know how we got here. So we also don't know where here is. You said Bethany, but we aren't really familiar with Bethany.
My friends, on behalf of Bethany of Judea, I welcome you. May I ask where you are from?
Oh, I'm from...
Azariah, it's almost time. We must go.
Oh, yes. My friends, this is my good friend Malkiel. Malkiel, these are my new friends.
Nice to meet you all. Are you coming, Azariah?
Yes, yes. I'll be there in just a moment. My friends, please, it would be my honor for you to join me this evening. Oh, please, my friends... It will be a wonderful evening at the home of my dear friend, Genoa. And this night in particular is going to be a very special night because he is coming.
Who?
The teacher. Here we are, my friends.
Azariah.
Genoa, good to see you.
Who are your friends?
This is Miles, and I'm afraid I don't know the rest of your names. My humble apologies.
If you are old friends or new friends of Azariah, you are welcome in my home. I am Genoa, son of Eba. Please tell me your names, so Azariah may learn them as well.
I'm Charlie.
Bo.
I'm Quinn.
Miles. Nice to meet you.
Miles, Charlie, Quinn, and Beau, please make yourselves at home. The teacher will be arriving in minutes. But please excuse me, I have many things to attend to before he arrives. Azariah, I am certain Elias and Aliana are here somewhere. I am sure your new friends would prefer to be with people closer in age than you.
Yes, thank you, Genoa. Please tend to your other guests.
Thank you. Now please, enjoy yourselves.
He seems nice.
Genoa is a very giving man, and he will be rewarded for what he has done for the teacher. I assure you of that. Let's find Elias and Aliana. You four will love them. Come along, walk this way with me. Let me see. Ah, there they are. Hello, Elias. Aliana.
Good to see you, Azariah.
My friends, this is Aliana and Elias. Aliana and Elias, this is Beau, Charlie, Quinn, and Miles.
Nice to meet you all.
Genoa thought they may be better suited with you than a crowd of old men and women.
Absolutely. Please, join us.
Please, sit and eat with us. Dinner will be served shortly.
Aliana is the daughter of Miriam, and Elias is the son of...
The teacher is arriving.
Please excuse me, my friends. I must help Genoa. You will be fine with Elias and Aliana, yes?
Yeah, of course.
Are you all from Bethany?
No, this is our first time here.
Well, you're in luck. The teacher is joining us, so it'll be a very special evening.
I'm sorry, but who is the teacher?
You've never heard of the teacher?
No, we're from very far away.
Maybe you know him by his name.
What's his name?
Jesus.
Don't let mainstream news happen to you. World Watch is here to solve that crucial missing piece called current events for students everywhere. Meet a program that covers the world, plus relevant headlines, fun stories, and essential school subjects. This show may cause logical conversations and informed prayers in kids, teens, and even adults. Start a free trial at worldwatchnews.com.
In a world where visuals tell stories, there's one name you can trust to bring your vision to life. Red 5 Media. From captivating commercials to cinematic short films, we specialize in crafting unforgettable experiences that resonate with your audience. Need to showcase your brand on your website? We've got you covered with dynamic About Us videos that leave a lasting impression. Events, recaps, highlights, whatever your video needs, Red 5 Media delivers excellence every time. Contact us today and let's make your story shine. Red 5 Media, where every frame tells a story. Visit red5.media today. That's red5.media.
Maybe you know him by his name.
What's his name?
Jesus.
Jesus?
Yes.
Like, actually Jesus.
So you've heard of him?
Yeah, but I don't think we ever heard him referred to as the teacher.
Here in Bethany, at least, the people in this home, we like to call him teacher. Perhaps later you can meet him.
Meet Jesus? Really?
Yes, my father is dear friends with him. I know he'd love to meet you.
Yeah, I'll pass.
Bo.
What?
You don't want to meet Jesus?
Elias, Aliana, can you please help us in the kitchen? Dinner is ready to be served.
Yes, we'll be right there.
Elias and I will return after we help serve. I'm glad you're here this evening.
Why were you so rude?
What are you talking about?
I don't really care about the Jesus stuff, and even I found that was pretty harsh.
Because I said I didn't want to meet Jesus? Come on.
It was how you said it.
Oh, really, Quinn? And how did I say it?
You were kind of rude.
Nobody else may care about this Jesus stuff, but I do. So if you don't want to be here, go outside or something.
Calm down, Quinn. Seriously.
Why don't you both just take a minute and nobody says anything to anyone?
I'm fine with that. But when the teacher comes in, will you please not make little comments about it?
The teacher? You're calling him the teacher now?
Dude, what's your problem?
Will you all just stop? Just sit quietly and let's wait for dinner, okay?
My friends, welcome. I am honored you are all here with us this evening and have gathered to spend time together and with our beloved guest. Thank you to Martha and Mary for their tremendous help to my wife for the meal you are about to eat. Please sit down as Elias and Aliana will serve you. Listen quietly as the teacher shares his recent travels with us.
Here you go. Enjoy your meal. Here you are. Enjoy.
Thank you, Aliana.
You are most welcome.
Here you are.
This looks gross.
Bo, it's soup, fish, and some bread. What is gross about it?
It looks disgusting. If it looked more appealing, maybe it would taste better.
You know, sometimes the things that look the most pleasurable are not the best things for us, my son.
Jesus.
Yes. And you are?
Quinn. Your name? This is Quinn.
Hello, Quinn. Listen, I would love to get to know you four further, but everyone is asking me to speak. It was nice to meet you, Quinn. You as well, Bo.
Dude, how did he know my name?
Because he's Jesus.
Teacher, please speak.
Okay. I know many of you came to hear me speak. You came to listen. You came to learn. I love you all dearly, but I must remind you that my teaching is not my own. It comes from the one who sent me. Anyone who chooses to do the will of God will find out whether my teaching comes from God or whether I speak on my own. Whoever speaks on their own does so to gain personal glory. But he who seeks the glory
Prophetic.
Of the one who sent him is a man of truth.
Oh, where are you going? Nothing false about him. Bo, why did you leave?
Because I don't want to hear that garbage. I don't want to sit through all of whatever this is.
Why?
This old Jesus thing? It's trash, dude. It's stupid. I'm out of here.
Why not stay and just see what happens?
How the heck do you get out of this stupid thing?
Bo, please stay.
Sorry, man. I'm out. Do you remember what you do to leave this thing?
You have to say the phrase.
What's the phrase?
Are you sure you want to go?
Just tell me how to get out of here.
You have to say the name of the OS, then the word extract.
What is the name of this thing again?
Elysium.
Elysium, extract.
Hey, where's Bo?
He left.
Where?
No, he actually left.
What? Why?
I don't really know. He was upset and just wanted to leave.
Wow, okay. Are you cool?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Well, come back inside. They're serving more food.
Okay. Give me a minute.
Excuse me, may I ask you a question?
Sure.
My name is Ishma. This is my friend Konia.
Good evening.
Is he inside?
Who, my friend? No, he left.
No, is the teacher inside?
The teacher? Jesus?
Yes, Jesus.
Sorry, who are you again?
Ishma.
And what do you want, exactly?
We just wanted to ask him a few questions about Yahweh.
I'm not sure. Let me talk to someone else inside.
Very good. Off with you, boy.
Where have you been? Wait, where's Bo?
He left the experience.
Our apologies for leaving you alone. I hope the teacher didn't disappoint.
Not at all.
Would you like to meet him?
Really?
Yes.
I heard you already spoke to him.
Just as he was walking by, he said something to us.
Well, let's go meet him properly.
Genoa, I saved what was left after serving the guests. You won't be hungry for many days.
Thank you, Martha.
Do you think the teacher is safe?
Here in Bethany?
In general?
I don't know. Philip and Thaddeus told me the Pharisees have been increasingly angry lately, and that at the Feast of Booths they tried to get him to stay safely hidden, but he refused.
What happened?
He was accosted by the Pharisees. I know the teacher is not concerned, but even Nathaniel was deeply worried for his safety.
I'm so scared, Genoa. I'm scared something bad is going to happen.
Yes, me too. That is why I sent for him to come, so he could be safe for a while. I know your brother has been longing to see him too.
He certainly has been. He should be returning in the morning, God willing. And thank you for opening your home for the teacher.
Yes, thank you, Genoa. Thank you for inviting us into your home. And Martha, thank you for all your hard work to provide a meal for the guests. Please, pass along my thankfulness to Mary as well.
It was my pleasure, teacher.
Excuse me, may we interrupt for a moment?
Of course, Elias.
My friends, thank you for staying. I'm sorry your other friend decided to leave.
How did you know?
'Cause he's Jesus.
Miles, you seem like there's something you want to tell me.
Yes, sir. When I was outside, two men asked if you were in the house.
What did you say?
I told him I'd have to ask Genoa.
Teacher, the Pharisees are here!
As I knew they would be. Martha, please tell Matthew, Judas, and Thomas to meet me outside.
Yes, my lord.
You're not going out there, are you?
Why wouldn't I?
They are Pharisees. They want you dead.
Genoa, it's not my time yet.
Quinn, what does that mean?
I can't say.
Teacher, please, listen to your friends. Even my brother would want you to stay.
I understand, Martha, but surely I tell you, they will do no harm to me tonight.
Thank you for joining us for Eyewitness, The Lazarus Project. Stay tuned for more thrilling episodes. This episode was sponsored by NCS Online. Looking for flexible, top-tier education? Choose NCS Online. Our inspired curriculum, flexible schedules, and diverse materials ensure a well-rounded education rooted in biblical worldview. With supportive facilitators and comprehensive assessments, your child thrives. Plus, tuition is covered by Arizona's ESA program. Enroll now for K-10 at ncsonline.org.